I rummage through the attic, in the really dusty section in the way back, behind the row of large plastic bins of stage props that I keep on hand for various productions. A bin of newspapers from each decade going back to the 1880s. It's amazing to see how the width of a newspaper is about half of what it used to be 30 years ago. A bin of rubberized wedding cakes, cookies, and ice cream. A bin of rotary phones, payphones, and mobile phones representative of the last 15 years. It's my mini prop house for our regional theater productions. Behind this wall of props sits a draped stack of milk crates of files and photos, and a large bin full of slide carousels, full of hundreds of old-school slides with images from theatrical productions going back to the 1950s. It's the Doug Swink Theater Archives that were given to me in the late 1990s. Doug is well known and loved for many reasons. A few being, he was the founder and first chair of the theater department at UNCW. His work helped revitalize our region's community theater, and he mentored multiple generations of performing artists before his passing, and he helped our community realize the value of Thalian Hall. I reached for the boxes of slides and grabbed one of the red, black, and mustard yellow Kodak boxes and scurried down the attic steps. Out on the front porch, I blew the dust off the lid and opened it. A carousel packed with yellowed cardboard-framed slides. I pulled slides that showed full stage shots of scenery and placed them in a separate carousel and brought them to the car with a projector, extension cord, and an armful of drawings. This evening, I'm doing a slide and light test as I'm designing the set for this year's Cape Fear Shakespeare on the Green, the annual free Shakespeare at Greenfield Park Amphitheater. I'm using projections of Viennese black and white engravings for theatrical backdrops for Measure for Measure. My plan uses old-fashioned slide projectors, as they have a soft, more lush feel than the modern LCD projector. Being that the performance is at an outdoor venue, I had to be sure that the sunset would not wash out the projections used at the start of the show. I was bringing some of Doug's slides this evening, as good luck for the test. I met with Sherry McKay at the amphitheater and set up at the back. The sun sunk lower in the sky behind the towering cypress trees that reached out of the lake. I snapped the carousel into place on the projector and gave it a spin to align and fired on the power. With a soft hum, the bright yellow light shone on the back wall of the stage, and I advanced to the first slide. A dramatic set and backdrop from a 1970s production of Fiddler on the Roof. The image danced around, very small, then very large, then just right, then in and out of focus as I twisted the lens, and the image became crisp, clear, and vibrant. We both gave a cheer, and I looked up to the sky, seeing the first evening star, and gave Doug a wink.